On Midwest Week, Arena Football returns to the Quad Cities after an absence of nearly 10 years. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Steve Tappa, sports writer for The Dispatch and Argus. So, Steve, you and I have been around long enough to remember the first Quad City Steamwheelers. What years did they play, and how did they do?
Oh, yeah, let's see. Boy, the glory years. 2000 to 2009 was a 10-year period. Steamwheelers, first 2 years, people will remember they went 37-1, smashed their way to Arena Football, two titles, and then followed with a lot of playoff disappointments, but they were always pretty. They were the mothership. They were the team the rest of the league really kind of measured themselves against. You know, won a bunch of Midwest Division titles, and as I said, you know, had some heartbreak in the playoffs, but they were always a pretty good franchise until the very end. Went through a series of different owners, and then finally, 2009, a group of fans got together to try to keep it going, and of course, it didn't end that well that year. But then again, their league also folded up that year. I think you know, the stock market crash in 2008 had a lot to do with the thinning of the minor league sports landscape as we saw it there. And of course, AF2 is gone to the mist, but the Steamwheeler name is still around now and revived by a group coming out of Dallas. Originally, the owner is hails from nearby Ottawa, Illinois. Comes to us from the Dallas area and made his name in NASCAR marketing and a bunch of other sports entrepreneur stuff, and so he's bringing back the Steamwheelers with the help of the Taxpayer Center, and it's under the league is Champions Indoor Football, or CIF, and so it's not anything connected to the old Steamwheelers, but they hope to have the same sort of success.
Okay, so Steve, remind us, what exactly is Arena Football? How will I mean, aside from being indoors, how will I know that it's different?
You know, in this game, some of the old fans will notice some differences in the Champions Indoor Football version of indoor football as well. Arena Football, or AF2 Football, as founded by Jim Foster, the old Steamwheelers owner. You know, we had nets to take kickoffs and field goal attempts. There's no punting. So teams always have to try and score. You know, it's a smaller field, cut it in half lengthwise, 50 yards instead of 100. And then, of course, the width is the same as a hockey rink, as of course, we know with them playing at the Taxpayer Center. You're contained by those dimensions.
How many players on a side?
There's you know, quarterback, running back, a couple wide receivers, three linemen. Same thing as before, except there's a little bit more running in this version of indoor football. There's no slack nets in this version either, and so there's a little bit of different strategy as far as kicking goes. There's a little bit different strategy as far as offense goes. You'd like to have a nice running game to force some different coverages defensively, but something different from before. You weren't able to run zone coverage defensively. Here you're able to do that, and so teams are also able to run the ball a lot better too. So it's a little more of a chess match in that respect. I think we're going to have to wait and see if it's going to be as crazy a pinball as before an offensive shootout. You know, it seems like there's a little bit more ball control because of the running aspect in this game, but you know, I guess I'm reserving judgment until seeing it live for a couple times.
Okay, so who are the people behind the local team? Is it one owner, or is it a group of investors in the Quad Cities?
The primary owner, and he's up here now. He moved back His name is Doug Bland, and he's the gentleman from the originally from the Ottawa area, educated at Parkland and University of Illinois. So he's a semi-local boy as far as we're concerned. You know, he knows the area pretty well, having grown up not too far from here, and got hooked back into it because he owned the Dallas franchise for CIF, and Quad City's name came up as a possible expansion franchise a couple times, and he finally got behind it, and with his group of investors, there's a couple other guys with him. Most notably included is the Dallas Mavericks general manager, who is Donnie Nelson, son of Rock Island basketball great Don Nelson.
I thought that sounded familiar.
Yeah. So those gentlemen have gotten behind it monetarily. And the difference between this and AF2, the budgets are a little bit different. AF2 had, you know, upwards of, you know, $500,000, $1 million budget, somewhere in there. And this is more of a $250,000, $200,000 type of organization. So, you know, will we notice those differences? No, but we will notice a little bit different arena football experience in the sense that, you know, there's some different rules to get used to.
And what about the players, Steve? Are many of them local? Do they have college and or NFL experience?
Currently, and I just wrote a story about this, that you know, 20 of their 33 position players in camp are rookies. You know, they all played in college. Some of them are local guys, including a couple old, well, one old Steamwheeler is back in camp. Maurice Harris is just basically there to because he loves football. You know, there's an old Steamwheeler coach that's back in camp because he moved here to work for the team and never left. Ended up putting down, you know, roots and met a local girl and he's still here, so he's back coaching with them, and that's Derek Reeves. But you know, there's a smattering of local guys. This is more like the group I think we saw early on. The 2000 Steamwheelers had quite a few local guys: Rusty Van Wensinga, Josh Fordyce. Those are some names that people would remember that were local preps, local collegians that tried out, made it, and made big splashes with the Wheelers. And it seems like there's a little bit more local involvement now too, with this as a startup, and they really want to have some local presence on the field, and it looks like they will have it. They've got a smattering of guys from Davenport Central, including Kevin Rudd, their quarterback guy that's trying to be the starting quarterback, Tanner Madlock, out of Lido, Mercer County. Guys like that, Zach Minch from Davenport Central is a running back. So there's some guys that are vying for jobs, a couple linemen as well that have local ties. And so I would suspect that we're going to see, you know, anywhere between 5 and 10 local guys do something for them this year.